Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the podcast for a message from the American Public Transportation Association.
And I'm Anna Palmer. The big story under the dome this morning is House Republicans and how they are dealing with DACA. Rachel Bade, John Bresnahan, and Heather Cagle have the scoop on Speaker Paul Ryan's move to allow House Republicans to vote on two immigration bills next week. In an effort to stop the discharge petition, one vote will be on a conservative bill authored by Representative Bob Goodlatte, and a second will be on a compromise package that is still being assembled.
The jury is still out on this. This is wonky, so buckle up. Will conservatives go along with this plan? They don't have to vote for the component bills, although many of them will vote for the Goodlatte plan, but they do have to vote for the rule, a procedural hurdle that allows for the votes. 18 Republican no's takes this thing down, since it seems exceedingly unlikely any Democrats will help at all.
GOP leadership's play here will be to try to shame the Freedom Caucus to vote no. The second bill Republicans will vote on is likely to include a number of elements of President Donald Trump's immigration plan. So the choice will be to vote with Trump or not. Expect the president at some point to weigh in on this immigration plan. Many people will ask why the discharge petition signers didn't seal the deal and get to 218 on the petition as a backup option. It's a fair question, since the petition could have easily been turned off if and when leadership came up with a plan they found satisfactory. Instead, they put all their chips in the middle with the leadership.
Republicans will get a status update this morning at their closed party meeting. This meeting, though, is at the Capitol Hill Club and will be predominantly focused on politics. First in Playbook this morning, the House is voting on a number of bills related to the opioid epidemic, and the Congressional Leadership Fund is launching a six-figure television ad campaign in 28 districts to back them up.
Here's the latest move by House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. House Dems are looking to increase the pressure on Republicans and the Trump administration on pre-existing conditions. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer, along with several other senior Democratic leaders, are expected to send letters to HHS and DOJ to produce internal documents related to pre-existing conditions. Their strategy: target pre-existing conditions on the campaign trail in August and this summer to remind voters of Republicans' position on health care. This will be amplified by Senate Democrats, who plan to spend all of August talking about it in the Capitol.
Latest on North Korea, the New York Times is reporting that President Trump is betting on his special bond with Kim Jong-un to deliver a deal. The AP analysis is that Trump has retreated from the U.S. moral leadership stance, given Kim's history of atrocities. And the Times also has a story on the faux movie trailer Trump showed Kim about a transformed North Korea, which could have a backlash effect coming off as patronizing or irritating.
Senator Claire McCaskill has a new problem. Alana Shore reports on how the Missouri Democrat used a private plane during her three-day RV tour of her state last month. McCaskill defended the move, saying that she spent two-plus days in the RV and that the plane helped her reach additional campaign stops. While Alex Eisenstadt has the scoop on Mark Sanford's political demise. He lost his primary last night after regularly criticizing the president.
Here's the latest in the investigations. Josh Gerstein and Theo Meyer report that Bob Mueller has unveiled more proof of Paul Manafort leading a Ukraine lobbying effort in the U.S. ahead of his September trial. The Washington Post is reporting that Mueller asked to secure evidence about internet trolling in 2016 and how it is shared with a Russian company accused of helping to mislead voters. Gerstein is also reporting that Andrew McCabe's lawyer is suing the Justice Department and the FBI, claiming his client has been denied records critical to defending him in connection with misconduct allegations.
And here's what's on tap for President Trump today. The president doesn't have anything on his public schedule after returning to the White House at 5:50 a.m. this morning. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
Public transportation moves our whole economy forward. Every dollar we invest generates $4 in returns. So the money Congress has already budgeted will have a lasting, positive impact. But it's just a start. To restore and modernize our public transit's aging infrastructure, we need to address the $90 billion backlog of projects. Congress, let's build on the investments in the 2019 budget. Stronger public transit makes a stronger America. Paid for by the American Public Transportation Association.